Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We bring in Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm fine, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Good. Good. A lot of football news out there right now. Let's start with Patrick Mahomes and a $500 million contract. Woo, that's a lot of money. What do you think about it, and what does it mean in particular for any other quarterback, particularly named Baker Mayfield?
Wow. That sets the bar incredibly, incredibly high for Baker Mayfield. He has to live up to being able to make that kind of astronomical money. So I think it actually puts more of a focus on him this season, because this is the pivotal, this is a pivotal season for him. Next offseason, he can get that kind of an extension. Maybe it won't be 10 years, but he can get his blockbuster second deal if he plays really, really well.
Mary Kay, there's nobody in Mahomes' category. I don't think there's anybody in the league at quarterback who's as good as Patrick Mahomes. And I don't know that any quarterback would be shooting for that kind of a contract. I think it puts a little bit of an onus on the team, in our case, the Browns, to figure out if their quarterback, I wouldn't even say is worth that kind of money, but is worth that kind of a time investment. And to me, that's the catch on this one. And when you said set the bar high, I thought I agree with that, but I think it puts it high on the level of play. And if you're the Browns, what are you thinking about this now?
Well, again, I don't know that Baker Mayfield will get a contract in length anywhere near what they're doing for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they know Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl already. They know exactly what he brings to the table, and they know what the future holds with him, or at least they have a strong feeling that they do. He's proven it already. So, again, this is a big year for Baker Mayfield to go out there and decide and prove what he deserves in the offseason in terms of dollar amount and in terms of length of contract. And again, will it be 10 years? I think that would be a long shot for him. But nevertheless, it is a big pivotal year. And again, it comes at a time when he's trying to go out there after an offseason where he hasn't practiced with his team. He's got a new offense. He's got a new coach. So he's got a lot on his plate as a third-year player.
Mary Kay, what do you think the rest of the league thinks when they see a contract of $500 million for a quarterback? If you're an owner sitting around there, you're like, oh boy, if it works and they win multiple Super Bowls and everything's good and they're paying, what they should be for the best player on the team, then it works. But if he gets hurt, there are other options there. I'm wondering what the rest of the league thinks when they see that much money going at a quarterback who's that good.
Well, these quarterback salaries are absolutely skyrocketing, and they have, and those numbers just keep going up and up and up. And obviously, as we mentioned, this sets a completely new bar and, takes it just to extreme levels. But again, you're talking about arguably the best quarterback in the NFL right now, and he should be that for many, many years to come. So, I think the league is looking at this as, the franchise quarterbacks are going to be making, $40 million a year or whatever the case is going to be going forward. And that's, that's going to be the going rate. Some guys that aren't even worth it are going to make that. And it's just the way of the NFL.
Mary Kay, do you really think that? Honestly, I think the guy's at a completely different level. And I don't think, and that's why I think he gets that kind of money. I wouldn't give Lamar Jackson that money. I wouldn't give Baker Mayfield that money. I wouldn't give any of these guys that money, because I think Mahomes is that much better than everybody else. You think the teams are going to feel that they have to and that the agents are going to demand it?
Well, when you started to see, you know, the Carson Wentzes and the Goffs, you know, making it, you know, the 30s and stuff like that, that seemed that it was just out of this world. But that became the going rate for a quarterback. Now, Patrick is receiving a premium because, as we have mentioned, he is the best in the NFL. But once the numbers start to approach these astronomical figures, that's what other guys are going to expect and ask for, and some will get close.
Mary Kay, are you hearing the restructuring of the Olivier Vernon deal? Do you have that confirmed for you know
yes.
coming from you?
Or? Mm-hmm. I'm actually on furlough this week, Dan Lobby wrote the story. So yeah, I'm not supposed to be working, but of course I didn't want to miss being hanging out with you guys.
Well, thanks.
But yeah, that is confirmed, and so it means Olivier, you know, will be here. Although it does mean. Right at this moment that he is going to be on the roster going forward. But, you know, there's always that caveat that people can get traded and things like that. So as of right now, it means that it looks like they are sticking with the Miles and Olivier plan.
So does that rule out Jadeveon Clowney, or what is that? Because it looks like they save a little money in this deal.
You know what? Right now, it does seem to say that Jadeveon Clowney is really not on the front burner, not an option for them. I wouldn't say slam the door shut or completely rule it out, but I would say that it makes it far more unlikely that they would sign Jadeveon Clowney. Again, keep in mind that sometimes things change and, you know, trades happen and signings happen that might be unexpected. But for right now, I think the Browns are basically saying, okay, we waited long enough for Jadeveon Clowney to make up his mind. Camps are supposed to be starting to open soon, and we want Olivier Vernon to have some assurance that he's going to be here. You can't keep him just hanging on and holding the bag for all this amount of time. That doesn't mean, however, that, you know, that things couldn't possibly change down the road, but this is how it is for now.
Hmm. The longer that we sit here, Mary Kay, and thinking, hey, the NFL's the league that's way out there. There's plenty of time. To deal with the virus issues and get everything straight, the less time there is. And I'm starting to have interesting thoughts. You know, the Hall of Fame game's canceled. Two preseason games seem like they're done, right? And maybe the entire preseason. Are you growing concerned that this is going to affect the start of the season, the entire season, a little bit of the season? Where's your level of concern?
Well, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but J.C. Treader spoke out again this morning via, you know, on Twitter and, a letter on the union website where he basically said the NFL is unwilling to put player safety at the forefront of this whole situation, and that kind of thinking is something that could stop a season dead in its tracks. It was these were some strong words from J.C. Treader. He's basically saying, look, we want no preseason games. The NFL still wants two, and we still have a long way to go. Well, here they are with camp about to begin. Browns rookies are supposed to report on the 24th. We're now at July 7th. So you're talking about, you know, whatever, 3 weeks away, in some cases a little bit less, and they are not super close to agreeing on really large issues, including how many preseason games to have. So I wouldn't write that in stone that camp will be opening on July 28th.
Mary Kay, I got to think that when the league read this piece, they're not real happy, because it was the one league where it kind of felt like there was some labor harmony, and this is not harmony, what he wrote today, between the league and what the player, as far as what I'm reading. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but it doesn't feel like there's harmony between the players and the owners right now.
Well, they're in the middle of a negotiation. They're in the midst of a negotiation to try to set forth the parameters of the 2020 season. And at every single turn, J.C. Treader has come back to the same thing, and that's player safety. He has been adamant about this, and I've described him as a papa bear protecting his cubs. He is not going to allow players to go out on that football field unless he feels that they are safe, unless they feel they're safe. Not just in the short term, but in the long term. He's talking about injuries and the things that happen when you go back to a training camp after after being off for so long, and what happened after the lockout and things like that. So they're not ready yet. They don't feel ready. They're not happy with what's in place and on the table, and they have a lot to work out.
What if the Cubs want to play, Mary Kay? And Papa Bear is saying no.
I'm sure some of them do, but there are plenty of them that also have underlying conditions and things that put them at risk, even things like body mass index that make COVID more risky for guys like that. So there are going to be plenty of players that are ready to get out there right now and play the game that they love. There will be a segment of the NFL that doesn't feel super safe with the way things are right now. And that's why it's up to the union, J.C. Treader, and the rest to make sure that they're all safe before they head out there.
I don't know how they're going to make it safe. He's right about the game. I clearly want the game to play. We all want them to play the game. But, when you've got 10 guys who are standing nose to nose with each other, you know, by the distance of a football, you're probably asking for problems. And I keep looking at what's going on with other games where they play less players. Like I said, this TBL thing they had, or TB, the tournament basketball challenge where you win $1 million. Down in Columbus where they went into a bubble and they had to kick teams out of that. You've got a team in MLS that is, you know, not going to Orlando because of what's going on with COVID. I don't know how they do this. I'm a little concerned. And I think today with what JC wrote, I understand where JC's coming from. And I start to wonder, man, maybe it's a good thing they put those five games in play off the start of the season to either push things back or flip those games to the end of the year. Made a lot of sense.
Well, when you're talking about, you know, that they're standing, you know, the width of a football away from each other, nose to nose or whatever, you know, that's before the ball is snapped. Once the ball is snapped, you know, they're all over each other. And, you know, you have piles that you're digging players out from under. So this is the ultimate contact sport. And as JC always says, this is a contact virus. He continues to say football is not going to bend to the virus. And he is, you know, he is talking tough. And it leads me to believe that things might not happen exactly as the NFL is portraying right at this moment. Just the phrases and the words that JC uses in his article today just makes me think that they're just not going to give up without a fight. And last week he said the fight has only just begun, and he's describing it as a battle. So I think they have a ways to go.
You know, Mary Kay, JC's not going to put that stuff out there. It's not like it's a negotiating ploy. You know, they're not looking for more money. They're not saying, yeah, we'll play if you pay us more or whatever. I mean, there's a genuine issue here that isn't going away. And how you come up with a solution to that in our current environment, I don't know. I mean, you would almost think, because, you know, we were all hoping that by the time we got close to training camp, there would be significant gains in the virus. There aren't. And so it's almost as if, you know, like if you go somewhere, you got to sign a waiver. Hey, you know, you could catch the virus here. Well, I would think the NFL players would have to do the same thing. And if they're not willing to do that, we're not going to have football.
Well, not only that, as you just mentioned, things are going in a direction right now in our country that is not conducive to getting football back onto the field immediately. There are players that are in states where COVID is spiking, players in states where things are going to get shut down again, and where, you know, when you travel, you're going to have to quarantine. So there are all kinds of things going on right now. The climate in our country, you know, just isn't lending itself to, you know, diving back into the sport of football right at the moment. So lots is going to happen over the next couple of weeks, and I will be very interested to see if I'm getting in the car and driving out to Browns training camp on July 28th.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we hope you are, Mary Kay. We always appreciate your time, and I really appreciate your time this week, too, especially
yes.
You know, without writing this week, too. So thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it,
Mary Kay Cabot. Nice enough to join us from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. And, of course, she was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What a true friend of the show, Jeff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.